Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Today on 100 Yards of Football, it's another 2022 game preview. If you've gotten your summer vacation out of the way and you're now buckled in and turning your focus to the upcoming college football season, Vincent Turner is prepared to get you ready. As two of the college football's most storied programs set to meet under the lights at the Horseshoe, September 3rd, after just six previous meetings, Columbus is going to be absolutely on fire with swagger as Ohio State takes on the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. Vincent Turner explores the matchup here on 100 Yards of Football.
If you like the video today, please come in and share it, as I just might have here on 100 Yards of Football. Thank you to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. Thank you for the gentleman that just brought me up, Mr. Mark Bass. So we're going to get into it. Notre Dame and Ohio State. Thank you here today on 100 Yards of Football. When I think about this game, I think about Marcus Freeman. He's going home. Notre Dame, Nuke Rockne, Errol Parsijak, Paul Hornung, Warriors come out to play. Notre Dame coming to Columbus. Boy, when you talk about primetime, ABC, Labor Day weekend, two-story programs, I'm going to start with Notre Dame. First and foremost, congratulations to Marcus Freeman being named head coach of Notre Dame. African-American, can you imagine? Notre Dame, Nuke Rockne, 1913, baby, Gus Durrells. Nuke Rockne with the Four Horsemen. And it's coming to Columbus. Coming to you live in color with Marcus Freeman. But think about this. The one thing about Notre Dame's football program, and I never really liked Notre Dame because of one thing, because of their uniforms, very basic, them and Penn State. But Notre Dame defines excellence. They're kings. They most hated. They most feared. They most loved. The fan base is unbelievable. My first college football game ever watching college football at 6 years old was Notre Dame in Michigan. The Notre Dame team, Jack Snow, Terry Hanratty. Excuse me, Jack Snow had graduated, but Alan Page, Terry Hanratty, Rocky Blyer. And then think over the years, Lou Holtz, that title never changed, Tony Rice, Rocket Ismail, Ross Browner, Todd Light. Now let's roll back. The Irish stepping into Columbus. Before we get into Notre Dame and Marcus Freeman, that's one thing. I'm going to give kudos to Brian Kelly. Outstanding coach in Notre Dame. Excuse me as I wipe that off my face. He did a great job in Notre Dame in his time down, 96 and 23. But Marcus Freeman, it's your time now, baby. The pressure is on. The expectations are high. and expecting Notre Dame to get over the hump and start back to playing in the college football playoffs and becoming a state and winning national championships. This is a good Notre Dame football team, but the key to Notre Dame is going to be Tyler Butcher, the quarterback, out of San Diego, California, LA High School. The same high school as Alex Smith and Reggie Bush. He had over 4,500 yards when he was a senior quarterback at Notre Dame. They got a very explosive tight end in Michael Meyer, who's going to be a top 10 NFL prospect. And you know one thing about Notre Dame, they're going to bring to the table. They're going to bring a hell of an offensive line. They got the best son in the country in Jared Patterson. Then they got a great offensive line. Blake Fisher's another NFL prospect. And at the running back position, they got Chris Tyree. And they got a guy that's ready to do his thing at the wide receiver position. Everybody telling me he's the next Tim Brown, the next Chase Claypool, the next Rocket Ismail, all tied in one Lorenzo Styles. So this is a very good Notre Dame team that's going to be able to run the ball when they come into Columbus. Then on the defensive side of the ball, Marcus Freeman last year was the defensive coordinator. Notre Dame played great defense up and down. They only had one bad game, go back to the bowl game. And that was because of transition. Marcus Freeman was taking over. Oklahoma State put up 600 yards on them. But make no bones about it. They got two players in Isaiah Folse. That's an NFL-type talent. And then they got a gentleman. Last year, they had over 80 tackles out of the Atlanta metro area. Blessed Trinity. I saw him playing high school. J.D. Betram. He's in the great line and the next great linebackers in Notre Dame. So they're coming into the horseshoe with all this history, all this knowledge, most feared, most hated. The Golden Dome, touchdown Jesus. Now they're stepping into Columbus, Ohio. The Ohio State Buckeyes. Man, when you think about Ohio State football, you think about a cloud and dust under Woody Hayes. You think about the 6 day sophomores. They had Jack Tatum, Rex Kern. They upset that great USC team in the 1969 Rose Bowl. They had O.J. Simpson. But here recently, they said Ryan Day is that man. We didn't forget about Urban Meyer. Ryan Day is going to be the next coach to come out of college. Just go to the NFL because he's had that offense reeling. Dwayne Haskins, Justin Fields. But I'm going to tell you, Ohio State, offensively, this might be the greatest offensive team that's ever going to step on the field in college football. I'm talking about the days of the Houston Cougars, Andre Ware and David Klingler. I'm talking about BYU back in the days with Ty Detmer, Jim McMahon, and Steve Young. I'm talking about LSU 2019, Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, Terrence Marshall, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. This Ohio State team is really dangerous. They got the young man on the center, C.J. Stroud, California EIA, City of Compton, John Wayne and Rock Hudson of college football, Denzel Washington. The young man last year, 4,500 yards. Ohio State number one in offense last year. Number three in third down conversions. C.J. Stroud over 573 yards, six touchdowns in the Rose Bowl. In the receiver spot. We're talking about Texas, man. I mean, we argue about football players in Georgia and all over, but like Mark Bass said, Texas has got it going on. Jackson Smith in, that's what I'm going to call him. The best receiver in the country right now. Over 105 receptions last year. Close to 1,800 yards. Look what he did in the Rose Bowl. Damn near 347 yards receiving, 15 receptions, three touchdowns. Then you got Marvin Harrison Jr., 6'3", 205. Case closed. He's Marvin Harrison's baby boy. Then you got Trayvon Henderson, who was a true freshman, had 1,300 yards last year. Then Ohio State, offensive tackles, Paris Johnson, and DeJuan Jones. This might be the best collection of offensive talent that I've seen in my 62 years. Ohio. Ohio State, they're coming out of the gates, man, offensively. And the thing about Ohio State, what I like about them, what I want to see in the Notre Dame game, Ryan Day said they didn't even really open the playbook for C.J. Stroud. The only thing keeping Ohio State from really being a consensus number one team is their defense. They're bringing over Jim Knowles from Oklahoma State. Remember the things that we remember about Ohio State was that Michigan game when they gave up close to 300 yards rushing and 4 touchdowns. That wasn't a good look. But the Buckeyes still got great defensive talent. They still got Zach Harrison. I still call them quality NFL talent. They got Denzel Burke that's coming in the next line of all the great corners. Marshawn Lattimore. Jaren Conley. Denzel Ward at Cleveland. And then when you think about it, they got a linebacker that's coming through there, Steel Chambers, who was J.D. Barron's teammate at Blessed Trinity out of Atlanta metro area. He's, they say, the next great linebacker that's coming up there through the Buckeye system. So when you look at it, you got Notre Dame and Ohio State Saturday night. My predictions, I think it's going to be a close football game. Ohio State 31, Notre Dame 28. Simply because I think Notre Dame is going to come in the game and going to be able to run the ball and stay close. Because I'm really not sold on the Buckeyes defense yet. But if Jim Knowles is able to bring that defense up a little more where they won't be giving up 20 points a game, then I think Ohio State is going to be a consensus number one team throughout the country. But what I want to see, even though I'm picking this as a close game, one more time, Ohio State 31, Notre Dame 28. I'm ready to see that offense roll for Ohio State. Not in my lifetime that I've seen an offense bring back a quarterback at a five-star level, a running back at a five-star level, and receivers at a five-star level, and an offensive line at a five-star level. I've never, ever experienced, and it's been some great offensive football teams. And go back here recently to 2019 LSU Tigers. That had everything you wanted. Joe Burrow had a great season, but I'm telling you, I could see C.J. Stroud throwing for 5,900 yards and a lot of touchdowns. California, y'all hate. So, on Saturday night in the Horseshoe, Ohio State, Columbus is going to be rocking. The state of Ohio, Lakeside, Ohio players, the Asley brothers, Bootsy Collins in Parliament. It's going to be fever in the air. A lot of alcohol in the air. The Buckeyes are going to be ready to roll. This is not Kirk Herbstreit. This is not Cornelius Green. This is not Archie Griffin of 3 yards in a cloud of dust. This is going to be a Buckeyes team offensively. That's going to be like a machine. It's going to be like an atomic bomb. And C.J. Stroud, baby, I love you. I think you're going to be one of the best quarterbacks that ever came through college football. And don't be surprised after the first game, Ohio State, once they get through Notre Dame, you're going to see them in the college football playoffs. And think about this. C.J. Stroud, think about what he had to do last year. He had to come behind Justin Fields and Dwayne Haskins. First couple of games of last year, the Ohio State Nation said they wanted him benched. But he ran that young man back to the University of Texas, Quinn Ewers. And look at the season he had. And he was sitting up there with his mother at the Heisman Trophy ceremony, and I was proud as a proud father. And then I saw him on the Big Ten Media Day, handling himself real well as a leader. You know what a national championship game going to be at this year? It's going to be at SoFi Stadium in L.A. That's where he's from. Can you imagine the motivation of C.J. Stroud? So my game preview, one more time, Ohio State 31, Notre Dame 28. Marcus Freeman coming home, baby. But they're going to come up short against the Buckeyes.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like the video today, please come in and share. We surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards Football. Thank you to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis, to my man, Mr. Mark Bass. All I can think about is Ohio State. Ohio State 31, Notre Dame 28. God bless.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.